Intervju Radija Študent.
Giorgio. Pritajena luč. Von pomešan z zatohlostjo kluba in ženskim parfumom. Veliko rdeče, satina in perja. Iz zvočnikov šumi Edith Piaf. Nervozno šepetanje, soba je polna pričakovanja. Nato vstopita. Najprej usiljiv moški, pol italijanski zvodnik, pol lasvegaški moderator. Za njim fatalna svetolasa ženska, polnih in rdečih ustnic, v kratki svileni halji in mrežastih nogavicah. Njena skrivnostna prezenca prostor v trenutku napolni z erotiko in čutnostjo. Z vso feminilno eleganco se obrne k publiki in jo nagovori. Hi there, would you like a blowjob? V okviru festivala Rdeče zore se je klub Monokel v sredo za nekaj ur spremenil v kabare in vzburjajoče burleskno ter seksualno sugestivno okolje. Litovsko-polski tandem pod umetniškim imenom Giorgio je ljubljanski publiki ponudil meni 10 različnih blowjobov, med drugimi Vintage, Semi Illegal, Out Loud in Pop. Nekonvencionalni oralni performance, ki ni nič od tistega, kar smo si predstavljali, je večplastno umetniško dejanje, ki se poigrava s spolnostjo, estetiko, jezikom in pozicijo moškega in ženske.
Firstly, I would like to congratulate you for your eye-catching and original yesterday's performance blowjob on Metelkova. There exists a general stereotype that we Slovenians are quite reserved and not really up for things. Did you get that feeling yesterday? Was it hard to satisfy our audience?
Very insightful question, I must say. I have some experience with this work, blowjob, and I must say, yes, there was a special atmosphere. And I'm not sure if it's Slovenian or it was of that particular context, those people who came for performance. But I must say there was a little bit of that kind of reservedness in a way. But after all, I mean, it went really well and people really went forward. Maybe they were slightly encouraged, so to say. But... yeah, there was maybe little sort of reservedness felt, but I wouldn't say like that it was very reserved or very different from something else.
Well, in fact, performance we saw couldn't really exist, well, at least not in the same form, without the audience. Interaction between you two and public is basic. Do you find it difficult to engage them, to make people react?
No.
In general, not only here.
Yeah. It always takes an effort from the artist to make an interactive work in a way that people would engage in that. So we always conscious, we put a conscious effort towards that, right? And then we see how it goes, sometimes smoother, sometimes less smooth. And I think in this case it went quite well. There was no really, how to say, failure in engaging the audience.
We have to also maybe say that we work like in stereo. So there is Georgina who is very difficult to resist, and at the same time there is Giorgio who is also difficult to resist, but in totally different way, you know. Like so if the charm of Georgina is not enough, then Giorgio definitely bring like courage for the people by by shouting or kind of throwing people on stage, you know, almost.
Yeah.
It's part of the part of the performance to deal with the real energy of the audience, rather than have expectations that people would react in a certain way. And each performance is experience also for us, and And this in Ljubljana was very unique, like through the context of festival and the audience itself.
Yeah, and I would say also that indeed every attempt I had to engage individual person from the audience, it worked out, basically. Everybody I invited on the stage, they came on the stage. And then what experience they had, that's already a different story, but they didn't. Nobody said, like, no, and, you know, stayed in the shadow. Some were more encouraged by Giorgio. He had to step in. But they all kind of did their part, because you see the part of this work is that not only me performing and Giorgio, but the person who comes on the stage also performs.
Yeah, so and they all very part.
Yes. And not everybody likes to perform. So, yeah, it's always like I spoke with some girls afterwards, and they said, like, yeah, I really don't like art where I have to do something, you know. I want to be left alone. And I said, personally, me, I also have this feeling. I also don't like art when I have to actively do something, you know. It's a normal feeling that you don't want to be involved or be on stage. But sometimes you ask, and then if you say yes, you go for it, for experience.
And the public is mixed. You have men, you have women. Are there any specifics in reaction of women and men? Who responds is easier, who reacts more comfortable, or if I say it differently, who is more eager to get a blowjob?
After all, I think there is no difference, really. But there are, of course, specifics. Huh? And since I did this performance in various locations and in various contexts as well, it very varies reactions. Eh? And what I must say from the women usually is like, how can you give me a blowjob? You know, that standard question and reaction. And then when Georgina says, try me, and they go, and they really kind of enjoy that very much. And they're more sensitive to all the environment, all the decor and all the little things, you know. Men are more confronted probably because it's kind of close to home sort of confrontation, and their reactions also very generous. Usually it's like there's more tension created kind of thing, and then the explosion of kind of like, ha, this is what it is, it's also more genuine, you know.
What about your opinion? Did you find any specifics in...
How to say, like, you know, like with the act of blowjob itself, like Georgina is the one who is dealing with that, and I'm the stepping in as a host of the night, as a Mr. Entertainment who give the glamour frame, like, you know, like the big show feeling. And in this sense, I think what Inga says, like, you know, like I agree with that. But like I say, like, she has more experience with this more intimate contact with the people who dare to go for a blowjob.
Maybe just to refer to the situation yesterday specific, because there were a lot of lesbians in the audience, so to say, which for me was first time such a specific context, so to say. And then my flirtatious nature of Georgina kind of works in a very interesting way, because Georgina is very flirtatious with men and women. That's how she reacts in any context. And in this situation, it was also a bit more close to home to the ladies, right? So
yeah.
if I deal with straight ladies, this kind of my flirtatiousness is perceived differently than when I deal with the lesbian woman. And I felt that also in the reaction, in that short moment of encounter, you know, that kind of realness of flirtatious moment, so to say.
What do you consider as a principal problem or blockade that makes people stand back and make them uncomfortable while the show?
Then again, it depends. Should I look at the yesterday only or in general?
No, in general, yeah.
In general, I think it's this confrontation, because the performance is rather confronting. You know, Georgina is very out there. She's very present. She's... a certain stereotype, you know, and that harsh confrontation, she is very straightforward. She goes and says, hi there, would you like a blowjob? You know, there is no... So that is always, for people, is very, you know, they don't like harsh confrontations. Yes. And it depends on the context. For instance, one performance I did in Amsterdam was also in the art, it was... art show, but in not proper gallery space. So it was just like a space which was temporarily used for exhibition. And it was near Central Station, which is like very near red light district. And then when I installed this boudoir, I mimicked the whole red light district attributes. I even had like neon in the window and I was standing in the window. So for some people, there was like real shock in the sense that they came in and the first thing they saw was Georgina asking, would you like a blowjob? And said, no, 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 thank you. We came to see some art. And they will turn around and walk off, you know. So that kind of confrontation with like, is that real? Is that fake? And there is a lot of that also happening throughout my performances when men would really think like, it's a real blowjob, you know. People will ask me like, are you really giving a blowjob? And then the answer is like, well, yeah. Georgina is not a hooker, she's a performer, you know. But so that probably is the main thing. Still, people have a certain concept of the blowjob, and then when they see this stereotypical, you know, like all the makeup and dress code and the environment, they confront it with that expectation they have in mind. But that makes the performance stronger because then they're unpeeling that perception, like that expectation, gives this like, ha, this very genuine reaction, you know, that they get something what they don't expect. And this sometimes like really the grown man will be laughing like a child in a boudoir. And that's a beautiful moment of kind of what art could do to a person, I think.
You have something to add?
Always like the question, like, would you like to have a blowjob? Like, it's a kind of invitation, like, you know, like to share with something, like, you know, like, because you are coming into the sphere which is like very intimate, you know, like, and of course, like, there is like art context, and it's obvious that like Georgina is performer, that this is not the like you said, like real professional, but still, there are like, you know, like there is this doubt, like, you know, like how it gonna be, and then even like there are like two versions, like in the boudoir, like there is like really one-to-one situation, and then level of intimacy is like totally bigger than in stage. However, on stage as well, like, you know, like you are like stepping into the space, and then like, you know, like suddenly like you are into the spotlight. Suddenly, like, you know, like there are like other people kind of like, you know, like observing you, and then you don't know like how you're gonna react, you know, like. And then Georgina, of course, like, you know, like is playing around the subject, like, you know, like saying like, are you ready, are you prepared, like Georgina is breaking as well, like stepping into this
personal
space, like, you know, like she comes very close, and this is like the space of experience for audience, that like, you know, like you are observing yourself and what happens to you, like, you know, like in a certain situation, and how what does it make to you.
Experience, every person who goes through that experience is unique for that person, but for me as a performer, every time there is no two different two similar reactions, you know. Every person one-on-one, that small eye contact when I'm performing, it's completely different.
And can we consider blowjob just a puristic art statement, or does it regard some reading between the lines? Is it possible to take the content out of the artistic context?
If I would do this not in any kind of art context,
yes,
right? Would
yes.
that still work?
Yeah.
I think yes, because it is an artwork. So even if it would be, I will do it in a train station or like, I don't know, near Bankomat on the street, and nobody knows its performance, I mean, still this encounter would be, you know, people, they wouldn't know that it's art, but they still, they encounter. I don't think it would change much, but I don't really know how to answer it. I didn't try, so it's kind of...
If I could say that, like, you know, like the situation and decision, like, you know, like to step into unknown is free choice of a person, you know, like, and of course, like, you know, like as an audience or as a, like every human beings, we like to put stickers, like, you know, like, and in the same way, like, maybe to after going through experience of blowjob, like, you know, like you put sticker, this was art, you know, like, but in fact, like, you know, like, does it change anything for the way you react to that, for the decisions you took? It's up to you to step into performance space and step out, you know, and also, like, you know, like to take experience from there, like, you know, like outside, or leave them like in the art field, like, you know, like it's just matter of putting sticker if it's art or not. The experience is very real, eh?
Just to add to this now, when I'm thinking about it, I actually never performed blowjob in a pure art context, what we think what art institution is, such a museum or a real commercial
theater.
Gallery. or theater. I performed usually in the art context, but then in a very like Metelkova, it was a club. It was, you know. Another time I performed during the festival in Belgium, out of caravan on the field, you know. So it's always I'm in this kind of in between kind of stage where people really don't know. Eh? And I just said in Amsterdam also I gave this performance in a space which is not art space, but it was art context. But some people were really confused with that. Another time I was in a church performing during the conference on the political issues, as a matter of fact. So it's never been a pure art context. So I think already dodging that line between art and life in that sense.
With every symbolic blowjob you give during the performance, we get a feeling that, in fact, blowjob is not such a big deal. Are you just provoking or are you intentionally shaking taboos and stereotypes?
Well, I think the whole inspiration on that, I really think blowjob is not such a big deal, I mean, frankly, but it's maybe something to do about me being with a lot of gay friends, for instance, and you know, when we talk, like, you know, like, yeah, I just went to the toilet, got a blowjob, you know, and then like in the, you know, it's maybe not very common in other circles, say, whether with some straight people. I don't know. I mean, it's, every person is different. You cannot also, but I think I took that kind of liberty of a kind of blowjob being not a big deal and a kind of very casual act of encounter where people don't really know each other and could have a blowjob in the toilet in a club as a kind of inspiration for this work to activate on one level. But of course, also the analyzing what blow means in language and job means in language, that's came other layers. But I think the first inspiration was that kind of from the gay community, so to say, you know, and then maybe bringing it to the wider audience in a kind of, yeah, that kind of casuality.
Yeah, and this is also, like, I have to say, like, we are both, like, you know, like, people who live in between different cultural languages, or maybe not so much culture, but languages, and I'm Polish, living in Holland, in Amsterdam, and then performing in Slovenia, and then, but using English as a tool to communicate, like, Inga is, like, as well, like, Lithuanian, based in Amsterdam, living, like, project-based now in Belgium, but performing here. So, and language experience is that kind of, like, you know, like, in each language, like, you know, like, what we consider as the same words, they're covering the different fields of the meaning, you know, like, and I think this invitation for blowjob, like you said, like, each blowjob is a confrontation, like, how much we are kind of, like, preconditioned, you know, that we don't consider meeting reality with the all variety of the meanings, but like we just narrow it down, like, to the something maybe what's more bright or most kind of, like, you know, like, stick out of our head, you know, like, and blowjob of course is this example that, like, the most bright usage of the word is this sexual, like, you know, like, what However, again, like, there is, like, art context, you know, like, they're, like, totally different situation, but still your mind is kind of, like, narrowing down that this will be this, you know. And yesterday, like, you know, like, for the show, we always, like, print out, like, you know, like, some description from the dictionary, what's blow and job means. And actually, I'm always surprised myself that the word blow, like, you know, like, hardly fit to three A4 pages, you know. Like, it's such a variety of such a variety of choice, like, you know, like, of meanings, what does it mean? And still, like, you know, like, it means the pattern in our mind, you know. So this is confrontation with each blowjob is confrontation, like, how much we are, like, structured in our head and we are not willing to open for new.
Yeah, and it's very catchy kind of title and it's very suggestive right away. But then again, like, if you really look, like, I talked with some yesterday ladies afterwards and they said, like, you know, do you know what does it mean to blow raspberries in English? You know, it's also from the same, and, like, you know, do you have the same word in Slovenian for that act? You know, and it's kind of interesting to go deeper into the language and little things we maybe don't pay attention. And with this, I bring sort of a spotlight on the little things through this big title or very screamy title. I actually point to very little things.
from one point of view, this act could be a bit problematical. I'm thinking that you expose the act of a blowjob and you put a woman in a kind of a dangerous position because she's the one made for satisfying others. Not to mention that she's obviously under man's control. Did some fundamental feminist or some other clerical woman movements respond somehow?
Right. Well, of course, I mean, the blowjob as it was yesterday and as I perform it, it's really playing on all those stereotypical notions, right? The woman is here to satisfy, like that kind of one of the suggestivity comes in the mind, first of all. Then having Giorgio as this kind of like, you know, entertainment who is just slapping her on the butt casually as well, you know, that also suggests something. But if you would look in the boudoir, in the setup, say, they're like very small but very subtle references to some kind of other artworks I put, of Cindy Sherman and of Marina Abramovic and Nan Goldin, other artists, you know. And I think I question those things. I bring them to the attention without really saying what I mean with that, but like say, I think it's like this and that, and that's my statement, but rather questioning, is that this and that? And I kind of revising the act of performing from the 70s, where was a lot of real happening in the performance, and also revising the artists who were consciously involved in the feminism, like such as Cindy Sherman, for instance, and just look how it works in the postmodern now time, you know. And it's questions upon which I meditate rather than I give certain statement or answer. Personally,
do you consider yourself as a feminist?
I think I do, but I don't really know what kind of feminism you're referring to, because it's such a broad term and also with so many connotations, and you know. But I think personally, as a person, I feel for certain issues which are addressed in the feminism movement, of course, but my work is not really much about that, so to say, but I think it touches and brings those questions about. If I answer a question, I don't know.
Do you consider yourself as a feminist?
I have to say that, like, from this take, like, I consider myself as a human being, you know, and in the all this kind of very sensitive for, like, you know, like for not fair treatment, like, and aware of the all the history. However, still, like, you know, like referring to human being state, and from the sentence, like, you know, like I am whatever you put there, like, you know, like feminist, artist, male. I'm most interested in this part, like I am, like, you know, like, and in this sense, I'm a philosopher who questioned the act of being and what does it mean.
Yeah, I can just add to this that exactly my starting point is also like. Yes, of course, I'm a woman, I'm an artist, I'm Lithuanian, I'm this and that, but I never consider those things, or I don't take them too seriously, you know, and everybody asks, like, oh, are you lesbian? I was like, I don't know. You know, I don't know what does that mean. It's you who puts this stamp on me. I just am, and I try to be the best human being I am, and I question of the human beings.
But nowadays, still women are still excluded from some fields of life. How would you analyze women's position in art?
Well, I think art, as any other field, is predominantly male still. However, there are very interesting and powerful and very interesting artists, female artists. And I think there is a room and possibility and platform for women to act, to be artists. But as everything in life is also a struggle in a way, you know. And yes, I think we still live in a very male predominant society here in, I don't know, in Slovenia, but also in Belgium, in Holland, even in any field. If you look at it's predominantly male.
I mean, like, I'm also, like I said, like, do not consider myself as a feminist or any other stickers, but, like, you know, like, I'm pretty much pro equal chances for everyone, and And there are many structures and many patterns, like, you know, like which are still taking away the equal treatment from men and women, you know. However, like we could point out as well, like, you know, like there are differences between being straight or gay, you know, like and the gay art community is doing quite well.
And I think it's also like choice, like for instance, if you take university or any, art academy, for instance, there are more girls or women studying than males sometimes. But then the ones who actually make it are mostly men. And that has something to do with the life choices we make. And one of the essential part of being a woman is actually being a mother as well. And if woman takes this choice, there are certain necessities, so to say, regarding managing career and life. And again, it's very individual, case per case. Some women handling that perfectly fine, and they manage to have and successful career and good family life. And some women choose for career, and some women choose for family life. So it's, I think, the possibilities are out there, and everybody creates their own path. You know.
Now, if we return a bit to your artistical manifestation, is it a blowjob your first collaboration? And when and how was the idea born?
We've met, like, actually, like, you know, like I encountered Georgina not in Las Vegas, like I said, in during the performance, but like during my graphic design studies, and like, you know, like, and I was like helping her, like with developing her thesis booklet, which was actually like without text but only with images of sky, and through the dialogue and which we enjoy a lot, like, you know, like we create a booklet, but also I got converted into fine arts, you know, like, and since then we collaborate on the project, like asking for opinions, like, you know, like about things we do individual. I think blowjob. Actually, like Go is the first our collaboration, and so blowjob is a second, where we kind of like make it as a geo tandem.
Yeah, so it's a very fresh indeed tandem geo. We're starting actually this year, and Go is our first kind of real collaborative work where we kind of conceived and worked on that together. But as Michal already said, we start collaborating back in 2008 when I was graduating from fine arts, and I made a thesis which was a dialogues, and I needed a form, a graphic design format, and then we just, and it was like, you know, where you talk and you go step further, and that dialogue we both enjoy, and we kind of stayed constantly in it. So I think collaboration or tandem is the right form to keep this going. And yeah, we just started, so we don't know where we go with that. And blowjob was my work, which I individually kind of started when I first was invited in Belgium to make a site-specific work, which I usually do in certain site. And there, just from the space, I made this installation and performance. And but the stage act was already, again, our collaboration, because I needed Giorgio for the stage, and work changed a little bit, and we're still discussing and tuning in fine details.
So to end it in a style, do you fancy a blowjob?
Anytime.
I will charge for that.
Thank you.
Z izredno sproščenima in prijetnima umetnikoma Ingo Čolmugorovo in Mihavom Džurisem se je pogovarjala Katja Š. Intervju Radija Študent.